The giant sat back down on the sofa, which sagged under his weight, and began taking all sorts of things out of the pockets of his coat. A copper kettle, a squashy package of sausages, a poker, a teapot, several chip mugs, and a bottle of some amber liquid that he took a swig from before starting to make tea. Soon the hut was full of the sound and smell of sizzling sausage. Nobody said a thing while the giant was working, but as he slid the first six fat, juicy, slightly burnt sausages from the poker, Dudley fidgeted a little. Uncle Vernon said sharply, "Don't touch anything he gives you, Dudley." The giant chuckled darkly. "Your great puddin' of a son don't need fattening any more, Dursley. Don't worry." He passed the sausages to Harry, who was so hungry he had never tasted anything so wonderful, but he still couldn't take his eyes off the giant. Finally, as nobody seemed about to explain anything, he said, "I'm sorry, but I still don't really know who you are." The giant took a gulp of tea and wiped his mouth with the back of his hand. "Call me Hagrid," he said. "Everyone does. And like I told you, I'm Keeper of Keys at Hogwarts. You'll know all about Hogwarts, of course."
No, said Harry.
Hagrid looked shocked.
"Sorry," Harry said quickly.
"Sorry?"
barked Hagrid, turning to stare at the Dursleys, who shrank back into the shadows.
"It's them that should be sorry. I knew you weren't getting your letters, but I never thought you wouldn't even know about Hogwarts. For crying out loud, did you never wonder where your parents learnt it all?"
"All what?" asked Harry.
"All what?" Hagrid thundered. "Now wait just one second."
He had leapt to his feet. In his anger, he seemed to fill the whole hut. The Dursleys were cowering against the wall.
"Do you mean to tell me," he growled at the Dursleys, "that this boy knows nothing about anything?"
Harry thought this was going a bit far. He had been to school, after all, and his marks weren't bad.
"I know some things," he said. "I can, you know, do math and stuff."
But Hagrid simply waved his hand and said,
"About our world, I mean. Your world. My world. Your parents' world."
"What world?"
Hagrid looked as if he was about to explode.
"Dursley," he boomed.
Uncle Vernon, who had gone very pale, whispered something that sounded like "Mimble Wimble." Hagrid stared wildly at Harry.
"But you must know about your mum and dad," he said. "I mean, they're famous. You're famous."
"What? My mum and dad weren't famous, were they?"
"You don't know? You don't know? Oh!"
Hagrid rang his fingers through his hair, fixing Harry with a bewildered stare.
"You don't know what you are," he said finally.
Uncle Vernon suddenly found his voice. "Stop," he commanded. "Stop right there, sir. I forbid you to tell the boy anything." A braver man than Vernon Dursley would have quailed under the furious look Hagrid now gave him. When Hagrid spoke, his every syllable trembled with rage.
"You never told him. Never told him what was in the letter Dumbledore left for him. I was there. I saw Dumbledore leave it, Dursley, and you've kept it from him all these years."
"Kept what from me?" said Harry eagerly.
"Stop! I forbid you!"
yelled Uncle Vernon in panic. Aunt Petunia gave a gasp of horror.
"Ah, go boil your heads, both of you," said Hagrid. "Harry, you're a wizard."